Welcome back to another episode of Business Partner Partners. I'm Chrissy.
I'm Ryan.
And today we have joining us JP and Rylan Rainsford. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Always good to be here.
We're good to be back.
Glad to see you guys.
Yes. So full disclosure, this is the second time we've done this.
And
the first time is the only time I've somehow recorded over an interview. A great interview. A lot of nuggets that you'll never get to hear. And they told us so many secrets.
So many
secrets.
That are
lost forever.
That we're actually, definitely not going to share this
one. We got the recipe for their donuts in that last episode.
It's true.
Intrigue.
Well, honestly, what I was telling them before is I feel like we just got to know y'all in our first episode that we recorded. So we wanted to do it again. And now we're like all comfy. We can ask the hard questions.
Right.
Say some embarrassing stuff.
Yes.
All the good stuff now. But realizing our listeners have not gotten to know you yet. We'll just start from the beginning.
That's great. Since
we focus on couples running businesses together, we want to hear your romantic meeting story. Meet cute. What was your meet cute?
Meet cute.
Ooh. You want to take this one or you want me to?
Let's tag team.
Okay.
All right. So I was 19 years old. I was starting college. First day on campus, I was a freshman. I got there a week early for orientation. JP got there a week early for volleyball training. Tag.
Okay, so yes, I played volleyball at Covenant College where we both went. And yeah, you come early for fall training, but then the other half of it is like you train during the morning and afternoon, and then the afternoon, late afternoon, evenings, you kind of help run orientation. So we would do all these different campus activities, and it was super fun, but one night there was
JP. So you were a freshman or sophomore?
Sophomore.
Okay.
Yeah. Good clarification.
Yeah.
So I was a year ahead of Ryland, although Ryland is older than I am. So
good.
Ryland
took important
a gap year.
I did take a gap year.
Yeah. He's a lot smarter than I am too.
No. I had a lot of growing up to do.
Yeah. So we were helping lead something and it was a worship night. And so, my whole team went in together to the chapel and we all filed in and I was the last person in line.
Were you in your volleyball clothes? I want to know that.
No,
I'm picturing the story. Okay.
No. I was in your regular whatever. And so was Ryland. But we all filed in and then I was the last person in the row and there was not enough seats. And so I had to bump up to the row in front and Ryland was sitting in that seat right next to me. And he, like we said, he was a freshman. So like every
Eager
time
Beaver.
He saw someone new, he would stick out his hand and he was like, "Hi, I'm Ryland." And I shook his hand and I do not
I
say this
hands.
Lightly, but it was in that moment that I was like, I'm going to marry this man.
Wow.
And,
sparks flew.
This boy.
Yeah. I mean, there's just something right. super different. And I even told one of my teammates afterwards, like when we dismissed, I was on the chapel steps and looking out on chapel lawn and I was like, "Do you see that boy over there? That's the one I'm gonna marry." And she was like, "Whoa, that's deep." I really buried it for a long time, and then it took a couple years for us to be dating, but we were super close for all those years. Yeah. Did a lot of things together. Our friend groups were very similar, so we did a lot of the like get to know you in a large group, which was really great. So when we started dating, it wasn't this whole like, "Oh, I don't even know what to talk to you about."
Mm.
It was very natural.
Yeah.
That's how me and Ryan were. It was, I don't know. It was, "I don't know what to talk to you about."
Oh,
it was,
still.
We went zero to 100.
Yeah. It was that first date. Yeah. What do we even say to each other? But it was great. I mean, we had a lot of common friends together. We did a lot of the same things. We had a lot of the same interests. And so it was just really, really natural and still fun.
Yeah.
Really
so
fun.
For first time, like there were some other relational complexities in our lives that led to us not dating.
Relational complexities.
Can you tell he's an engineer?
Let's that. my relational complexities. that led to like us being like, she was like the safe bet for me.
Mm.
And so we did like all the things together. Like we went to all the dances together, even to the point where like I grew up in Kenya as a missionary kid and like my parents were still there. So like I would fly back for holidays every once in a while and for the summer and I didn't have a car and like we were in Chattanooga and I was always flying out of Atlanta. And like that first year I started asking around, like trying to get a ride down to Atlanta. And JP was like, I live right by the airport. My dad works for, you know, works at the airport. I can give you a ride.
Shameless plug. Uh-huh.
And I was like, sweet. We love Delta. My flight's on Friday. And JP was like, well, I'm going on Wednesday. I was like, well, I guess I have no other option.
I know.
So I just like went home with JP and like hung out with her and her family for a couple days before
flying. And it finally was like 3 years later. There was a picture because, you know, we did all the things together. Safe bet. So there was a picture of us like on my mom's fridge from us at one dance that we had gone to. And she looked over at me and I was looking at the picture one holiday and she was like, you love him, don't you? And I was like, is it that obvious? Oh my gosh. Like I couldn't even really, I didn't, wow. I just knew it and I was just waiting for him, but I didn't ever think he'd come around. So
here you are. She did such a great job of like keeping that buried way down deep that when
it's the
I,
only thing I've kept
when I went to like ask her if she would be my girlfriend, I didn't, I like seriously had this like intense fear that she was going to just punch me in the face for like ruining this great friendship that we had. By trying to make it something different.
Man.
But because instead, because she could have beat the crap out of me back then.
I was like, what took you so long?
Yeah.
I've been here this whole time.
Yeah.
I'm so
crying
glad.
In the corner.
So glad the complexities were resolved.
That's another saga for another
episode. That's another episode.
That's lots of drama.
Yes,
lots
come back to that drama. Another day. This can be titled Relational Complexity.
Yeah, we'll invite you to the counseling episode.
That's
yes.
Good. So.
Thank you.
Okay, so
I feel like I was your risky bet.
Oh.
Mm.
Not your safe bet. I was never the safe bet. Like, oh, this guy.
What do you mean?
Like when we met, you were like, I had decided I wasn't getting married. So you're like, yeah, that'll work. I'll start dating
this
guy.
See, that's strong. That is a strong statement. Say I'm never getting married.
Ryan has so many things. He's like, this is absolute truth. And I knew it then. I'm like, this guy is full of crap.
Like how butter pecan ice cream is gross.
That's what people say that are like, that's what saying I'm never getting married. It might be risky to say for in his situation. This isn't for everybody. Him saying that was him protecting himself.
Oh, sure.
From never meeting someone to marry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Risky bet.
Yeah.
Not safe bet.
I hear that.
Whatever. That's enough about us. Okay.
I feel like we need a counseling session for Ryan that we all just...
Oh, man.
Don't do we ever, JP.
Wow, that was aggressive.
That's what I've been trying to say.
Okay. So
this is not about me. This is about Scout's.
Yeah, let's talk about let's talk about this. What's your biggest fear, Ryan? No. Okay. So after college,
yes.
Tell us a little bit about your career, both your career paths and kind of what you were doing before Scouts.
Yeah. So I guess I drug us to Atlanta for 2 years. Mm. I did a Covenant College where we went to undergrad. It's too small to have their own engineering program. So I did this thing called a dual degree program, where I came up with a Bachelor of Arts in Natural Science is what they called it at Covenant. I had this opportunity to study abroad and take some extra classes. So I ended up being at Covenant for 4 years, finishing with my class, and then going to Georgia Tech to do a Bachelor of Science in Mechanical Engineering in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we were in Atlanta for 2 years and got married during those 2 years. JP was teaching. Pre-K, right?
Yeah. So I got my degree in early childhood education from Covenant College, just regular 4 years certified. So then when we got married, I just started teaching. We were living off of a piddly preschool teaching salary, which
I think
was
we had $23
awesome.
In our bank account when we came back from our honeymoon.
Oh, yeah. It was scrimping and scraping, y'all. It was like,
should no we car. Go out to
and,
dinner
and,
tonight?
And, no. And no car. I rode my bike to the grocery store.
Yes,
the first day we
it
got
was
back.
Tough. It was a very, I mean, canned beans, like very, very
good
frugal.
Times.
But we're good here.
Yeah. But then we got jobs with some friends of ours from church who were starting a brewery.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they literally, like, after church one Sunday, were like, any of the young adults who want to like stick around for a special announcement, we're opening this brewery and we don't have any employees. Who wants to go help?
Yeah.
And we're like, we want to come help.
Yes.
So they literally are like, we are opening on such and such night and we need people to run the taps.
Yeah.
We can't pay you, but you can keep tips. And we're like, sign us up.
Yes.
Tell me what the name of the brewery is again.
Monday Night Brewing.
Okay. And Monday Night's still going, right?
Yes. And they're going strong.
That's
and
awesome.
We
That's
just awesome. Really admire, I mean, so many of the things that they do and did that we got to watch behind the scenes. So I mean, really, like, I think that was 2 weeks before they opened. We like put our name down on a clipboard And then they were like, great, we'll email you the details. And I mean, what a courageous way just to be like, okay, we don't know you, but you can come and do taps for us. Like, very, just kind of like, just trustworthy of the people that signed up.
So did y'all drink beer at the time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you like the beer? Like,
oh, we loved it. Still love it. It's still one of my favorite beers.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so we worked there. Rylan ended up becoming like a
special projects, quote unquote.
Heck yeah.
I know. Because he's an engineer, so he can do anything.
And I could swing a hammer.
Right.
Which is you got some surprisingly complexities.
Uncommon.
True. And he can measure things and cut them, which is also a really big deal and like not make mistakes. Right. And I
made lots of mistakes.
Event coordinating. So like on a regular Friday afternoon, I'd get done teaching and then I would come and host. I don't even know. Like BMW, 300 people would come in. And
that's
fun. I know. It was awesome. So we just had a super, super fun time working there and learning and watching, but not being in charge really of anything. Just getting all the nuggets of wisdom of really what not to do, but like kind of being fired up of like, oh, we love doing this together and we love watching something come together. And their branding was super cool. Their vibe is still super cool. I mean, everything that they did, we were like, there's nothing that's not cool here.
Yeah.
What do you just want to be here?
Seriously. Yeah. What do y'all think? Because it seems like y'all had some good ownership of the place. And I'm asking this for like people that are bringing on employees. Like, what do you think they did besides just asking the church congregation who wants to work here that made y'all feel so bought in to what they were doing?
That's a fantastic question. Go ahead.
Well, I'll say a couple things.
I
think they allowed first, like we knew them, so we had some connection.
Yeah.
But then also they were just like really open about like, we have so many problems that we don't know how to solve.
Yeah.
And, we need help, you know? And so they like invited us into a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I think that was kind of what allowed us to get bought in. It's like, oh, I can actually like make a contribution here and do something that matters.
Yeah.
Cause they're giving me like responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
That was my reflection on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say the other part of that too is like, while everything was new, they were very clear with their mission.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we knew the three people who were starting it. And we knew that they wanted beer to be an avenue for loving people.
Mm.
And so because we knew them and we knew their mission and we were on the same mission, which is just to love people through various means of whatever, then we were like, we can get behind this.
Yeah.
And so their mission was very much something we bought in and, like, I mean, honestly, y'all very much paved our hearts for small business today. And so that for us was super meaningful that they just said, we trust you with this.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
Yeah.
It's fun to see. And I'm sure for y'all looking back to like working for a small business from the ground up and the way that y'all felt as employees and how you can do that for your employees now that are making decisions with you and in with you on the problems and all that kind of stuff. That's cool. Okay, so I don't even think we've said yet, but most people that are listening know Scouts is a donut.
Oh yeah, donuts.
Scouts makes donuts. Okay, so tell us a little bit about, so we know that you're in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And then you come to Greenville at some point.
Yeah, so I got a job with Michelin out of
that's right.
A career fair at college, like had no connection to Greenville.
Career fairs, they work, man.
They're a shame.
They used to.
At least 14 years ago. However long ago.
I don't know.
So that was what happened. They asked me to come for interviews. We came. It was great. Like we were driving back to Atlanta and they called and offered me the job. So it was like, awesome. This is great.
I know.
You're like, play it cool, man.
I know.
Calm down. No, but we were like, I think we should do it. But we didn't know anybody here. What was crazy about that too is that was 10 months before I was supposed to graduate. That was in October and I wasn't going to graduate until the following August. So,
they really loved him.
Yeah. And it sounds like a trend. I'm going to marry him.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we will employ him.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But that really helped for us. But during that 10 months, we came to be connected with a couple people here in Greenville. One of those connections led to JP getting a phone call one night when we were working at the brewery.
Yes. Oh, ironically, I know. So I got a phone call from a Greenville number And it was a school here that needed one more teacher, and they were brand new. And I didn't pick up, obviously, because I was pouring alcohol, which they later like laughed about, which is really funny. But yeah, it was Veritas Preparatory. There was only four teachers at the beginning, and they needed one more to round out their staff.
I thought you were the fourth.
Yeah, there was four teachers at the beginning.
And then you said they needed one more.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That is confusing. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Sorry.
You were their last. You were their fourth and final teacher.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's just they needed somebody.
Yeah. Engineer over here.
Yes, I know.
I need to know.
According to my calculations, you were not the...
I love you.
Get on my notepad.
But right, yes, so that was in, like, I mean, at end of the school year, April, May-ish.
Okay.
Started training with them. So then that led to us, like, getting to come to Greenville a couple different times and getting the lay of the land, finding the apartment, all that kind of stuff. And then we finally moved here in August.
Of 2013.
Right before the school opened. I mean, I think a week and a half before school opened. So that was a fast load in, getting my room ready, getting everything done. And then, I mean, we were just still... within a year and a few months change of our marriage, first, you know, just getting married. So everything was new. Everything was awesome. But we had only lived in Atlanta for 1 year married, and then we had to start over again.
Yeah.
So there was kind of this like wrestling when we got to Greenville. This is awesome. We're in our big kid jobs now. This is what we went to school for. But what are we really going to do when we grow up? I mean, it was almost right out of the gate that we kind of felt like, and Ryan, you alluded to this last time, you're like, it's almost like y'all just don't sit down.
Yeah.
And even then, like, Ryan was working 40 hours a week and I was helping start a school. Like, there, that's a lot of hours. And even then we were like, so what are we going to do with our time?
Yeah.
Which then...
Well, it was still like a big change of pace.
Yeah,
like,
for
I had been in school... basically taking just engineering classes for like 11 months straight.
And hard ones.
Because I finished with the summer semester. So it was like going from, you know, working my brains out to only working 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and not knowing
only 9 to 5.
And not knowing anyone and being like, like, now what do we do?
Right. We just felt free, I guess. Yeah. Our time was a lot more open.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rylan was, I think you said this, missionary kid. And so he... took pictures to remember things, and you still are very talented. I was going to say you were very talented, but Ryan is a very talented photographer. I very much admired his work for a long time while admiring him from afar. But they, yeah, I mean, we just like...
no comment.
Oh, so many memories. We were asked a couple different times, like, oh, Ryan owns a camera. Like, could you do a photo shoot for us?
you own a camera.
You know, you kind of look like you know what you're doing.
It actually got to a point where we're like, we either need to
throw this cameras away
or make people start paying for this.
Yeah. And that's what we did.
Yeah.
We were like, okay, this is what we're going to do to kind of like fill our time. And maybe even, I would say we didn't have the words for it then, but kind of like fill that creative niche that we were missing. Right. Because like, when you do your 9 to 5 or what you do, what you're supposed to be trained, there is kind of a gap in your soul.
Yeah.
Where you're like, what? So if I could watercolor, I could paint my apartment, I could make flower. Like, what am I going to do? Am I going to garden? And that was kind of like our thing that we picked up was like, oh, we should do photography. This could be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But it was JP. It was definitely JP who was like, this could be a thing. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, no, this could be a thing. I was like, okay.
I know.
We'll get more into this to go, but like,
it's my fault.
JP's big time, like the dreamer of like.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's a very much an enthusiast.
Yes.
I don't know. Anyway, and so like, you were very quickly like, this could be awesome. We could, you know, go big with this. And I was kind of like, all right, you know. You set the idea, and I think I could build that.
Rylan, if I have the idea, then Rylan engineers it, right?
Of course.
So I'm the, like,
she's
dreamer.
She's the dreamer. I'm the builder.
Yes.
That's kind of how it works.
Special projects.
That's right.
Event coordinator.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we still are in our roles here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so once we kind of, like, said, like, oh, okay, photography's the thing, then we did that. Like, we went hard. We did Rainsford Photography. It was our last name.
Okay.
We'll never... do anything with our names ever again. How many years did we do that?
We started photography in 14, like the year after we moved here.
Yeah, that's right.
But we didn't start doing weddings until 16. Mm-hmm. And then it like quadrupled from 16 to 17.
Wow.
And kind of, I mean, that went from like 4 to 16.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was like,
it's a lot though.
Still, it was like a big like. Yeah. And so we kind of, it was only ever part-time for us.
Right.
But we had our son in 2018. And that was kind of like when we realized we can't do everything. And so that was also later that is when I started kind of the process of phasing to part-time at Michelin.
Okay.
They were super generous. I worked at Michelin part-time for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
At first it was just 4 days a week and then it was 3 days a week. And that was kind of like, it was before that kind of predicated that conversation was JP one day sitting me down and being like, photography's going really well. We're about to have a kid. So when are you going to quit your job? And I was like, what? What do you mean? When am I going to quit my job? It was like nowhere on my radar.
Yeah.
But that was kind of like, again, JP being the dreamer. Yeah. It was nowhere on my radar, but it was, she asked like the question that needed to be asked.
Yeah.
Cause I would have just been like, oh, we'll just do it all, you know?
Yeah.
Just keep doing whatever.
Right.
JP's
right.
Much more of the like, no, we can't. She has much more clarity about those kinds of things than I do.
Conviction?
Conviction,
maybe?
Yeah. Conviction. Yeah, like that.
Well, and I guess my personality is like, I just like value, I find a sense of accomplishment from just like working really hard, mm-hmm. which usually means I work the hard way.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, a lot of times, rather than like doing things like the you know, the best way or the smart way.
Right.
And so JP's helped counterbalance.
Wow. Yeah. We both balance each other out. But I mean, those years were not lost. Like,
no.
A lot of this definitely, like, you can't see my hands, but like the road, you know, like
yeah.
all comes together. And what we learned in photography, I mean, honestly, built the foundation of Scouts, because a lot of that was like, how do you work together?
Yeah.
How do you communicate? Who does what? What role are you going to fulfill? Am I going to be the person that answers that email, or are you going to be the person? And so a lot of those years were honestly just learning how to work together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just like a yeah. boot camp for sure. that, figuring out like, what are we going to say yes to? What are we going to say no to? And that all really paved the foundation for then when Scouts came along.
Yeah.
And I think it really, it also strengthened your muscles of just like really good marketing.
Oh like yeah. That was fun.
Genius
yeah.
in marketing. And I became pretty good at like making stuff, figuring stuff out, you know, like
again.
Making things happen.
Here
in
we
the
are.
Background.
That's great. I mean, y'all know what they are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
But I think more than just kind of the nuts and bolts, what photography really did for us is it gave us, the conviction that it gave us a taste of kind of an integrated life.
Yeah.
Of
yeah,
where
yeah.
like our vocations were like part of our part, like a meaningful part of our lives,
yes.
not just like something separate from personal life.
Yep. Mm.
And it made us hungry for that to be dominant, like
yeah.
our vocations and our personal lives to be like as integrated as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
obviously with boundaries, with appropriate boundaries, but like for really for those two things to be complementary and compounding upon each other and all moving in the same direction. So it was about that time. It was like 20 shortly after photography was like really picking up. We were like, oh my gosh, this could be it.
This
you
is
know,
it.
Could be the
yeah.
thing. And we were kind of like fretting about, is this the thing that we've been, cause
yeah.
we're
yeah.
looking for a thing.
And y'all, we're like, y'all, were y'all clear that like you wanted to do something together?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
At that point we were. And a friend of ours is like, you don't need to fret about like finding the thing. You need to fret about figuring out who you want to be as people and,
yeah.
and as a family, and let that lifetime vision for character formation drive everything else.
Right.
Cause that's really like, if they're going to be compounding upon and moving in the same direction, like that's the direction.
Yeah.
Is that lifetime vision of character formation.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of set us on this long, years long journey of trying to self-reflection and discussion. And we just call them high councils.
Yes.
And vision quests.
Yes. We would go away to the mountains for like a weekend.
Yeah.
And we would ask ourselves super hard questions. Not cheesy. Again, that's just like so laid the foundation of Scouts.
Yeah. yeah.
And that we can now ask ourselves hard questions, and it's like our muscles are toned for it. You
yeah.
know, it's like those early workouts that have now really paid off.
And it really clarified like, what do we want?
Right.
Like, who do we want to be? What do we feel like is true to us? about like our, what do we need to prioritize based on like the stories the Lord has given us, the skills that we have, the things that we're passionate about.
Yeah.
How do those things translate into like kind of like specific priorities and life's mission? So really what boiled it, what it boiled down to is that our life's mission is to cultivate growth in people's lives. And people being like in ourselves and each other,
our children
and in our family and in our kind of immediate community and in hopefully in our, and then in our more large, like city,
yeah,
larger community.
Yeah. Yeah.
More generally.
Right.
And which is what then was like, okay, now how do we translate this into the characteristics of a business?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And our engagement with that business, was really what gave us kind of the checklist of, we know we want to run a business for ourselves one day because we see like that's the, going to be the most effective way to integrate our personal lives and our vocations kind of on our own terms. But we didn't know what was going to fit the bill.
We
had the bill drawn up. Yeah. We didn't know what was going to fit the bill for a long time.
Yeah. The what was forever.
Yeah.
It took forever.
Well, and it's interesting because y'all have some pretty stark differences from how Chrissy and I ended up working together, but then also some similarities where like we just kind of accidentally ended up working together. Mm. But we also like just kind of happened into this as a business. But sure. I feel like, you know, y'all were very intentional of like, we want to do something together, but also weren't like, it's going to be donuts. Like,
yeah.
You know, it was kind of like, what is it going to be? Yes. And like this time searching for it. So I think that's a very interesting path.
Yes.
It sounds a lot harder.
I think some people just kind of end up working together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how it happens a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So talk about how, let's go into Scouts now. Like the original idea, I know I would love to, we could do a whole other episode on all the failed ideas that y'all had of like things
don't
you
say
would,
failed.
Oh no, no.
Oh,
whole
whiteboard.
They told us that last time.
Oh yes. Yeah. There's a long list.
But I want to know about how, when the first idea for Scouts came and then where y'all took it from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is you.
Okay. I got it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, we kind of feel like we came to clarity of like that bill of like that we wanted in a business probably in late 2019 is when that started to formalize. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until almost 2 years later, 2021, kind of early 2021. I like to run. I was on a run with some buddies. And a couple of my running buddies moved here from Kentucky. And they, over the years that we've been running together by that point, they would complain all the time about there not being good donuts in Greenville. And the donut experiment on Augusta Road had just closed.
Okay.
And we used to run from right there. And so they were talking about it again for like the 10th time or 12th time or something. And for some reason, like that day, it just, I mean, I'd heard it all these other times, but for that day, for some reason, it stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't stop thinking about it. And like at face value, it seemed to check all the boxes of kind of what we wanted in a business. But we'd had all these failures. So I had a healthy distrust. I had a healthy distrust of any idea that I might have. So I kind of kept it to myself. And then that night as we were going to bed, I was like, I pitched it to JP in like two or three sentences. Like literally like two or three
casual
sentences. And then I was like, all right,
good night.
We'll talk
about it. What do you think the sentences were like? I'm considering donuts.
It was, like, hey, the guys this morning on a run were complaining again about there not being good donuts in Greenville. And as I thought about it, it seems to like, we'll talk about the boxes in a second, but it seems to check all these boxes that we've been talking about. So I don't know. I feel like we should maybe think about that. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to go brush my teeth.
And then what'd you do with that, JP?
Okay, so Rylan.
She didn't sleep for a week.
I didn't sleep. You're right, Ryan. Like, I mean, he pitched this to me and all of a sudden I was like, donuts, those are so beautiful. And then all I saw was donuts.
Donuts, those donuts. Are so beautiful.
I was like, they're so aesthetic. I love this. And I did not go to sleep that night. And the next morning, I mean, it was almost, and it kind of still is, when I get an idea, it's almost obsessive. Like, I can't get it off my brain. I, like, have to sketch it out. I have to write all the keywords out, almost, like, do a mood board.
Yeah.
And so the next morning, Ryan woke up, and he was like, that was a great sleep. I was like, I have not slept all night, and here's my mood board. Here's the colors. Here's the brand. This is what it's going to look like. This is what it's going to feel like.
Wow.
When you walk into our store, this is exactly how you will, feel. This is what you will embody. This is what it will be. And Ryan was like, oh my gosh, what am I married?
I gotta go to work now.
I love hearing y'all's description of that because you were so proactive in planning out what your business would be. And Ryan and I have only ever been reactive since we've started Mountain Goat. I'm not like being ha ha funny. Like that's the truth.
Yes.
So it's good to, I mean, it's nobody's fault. It's good to hear. It's good to hear people that are proactive because, and I think our listeners too, like there's benefits coming from both, you know,
there
like
are.
Reactive, you maybe have more experiences to draw on of like, I see that this person is walking in here. I'd rather them be able to feel this than what they're feeling now looking at a white wall. Do you know what I mean? But y'all are so intentional from the beginning. I think that's really interesting.
And we still really are, I think. And that could be an awesome thing, or it can be a handicap. It can leave you handicapped too, because then at the end of the day, you're like, kind of decision fatigued, or like, oh, I don't know what direction to go because I have so many ideas.
I had also battled with years of restlessness. Because kind of that in that process of like defining what we wanted, it also became very clear that like photography didn't fit the bill and Michelin didn't fit the bill. And so I was like, all right, I'm ready to like go ahead and get working on the thing.
Yeah.
But we didn't know what the thing was. And so in my engineer brain, I was like, I don't know what the output is. So I can't start working on the system. Like,
Right.
And we were ready. You know, we'd been waiting for this for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, and so so with so much of it being centered around like, I want it to feel like this and the space to feel like this, but you didn't have a space at first.
Mm-mm. No. So we actually thought back on like, okay, so if we're going to do donuts, what are we going to do? What kind of donut are we going to do? Mm. And that led us to, we have this really great donut at a wedding we photographed and it was unforgettable. And so we kind of went back, traced all that. It was a Five Daughters donut. We love Five Daughters. We love their story. We watched their story, kind of like figured out how they got started. Another husband and wife team, Five Daughters. Oh, cool. And
we need to go visit them.
They're special. I mean, it's just like a very like same path. Like they wanted to do something together.
Yeah.
Listening to their story, I was like, oh my gosh. It was. It's like our story.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy mirror. But then nothing can just be done overnight. So it took us almost a full year of product testing and we did it in our house in Ryland.
It was really like, we were at a point in life where we already had two kids. We had stable jobs.
Yeah.
And we were like, we'd been looking for that thing that was going to be like the thing. But if we were going to burn the boats, we needed to know that like this is the destination, you know?
and
we had a healthy, healthy enough distrust of ourselves, I think, from all the other bad ideas that we'd had.
There was a lot of people
we took that whole year to not just do recipe testing, but do lots of homework.
Right.
Like, talk to tons of people, gather a lot of data, really like try to get down to the nitty gritty, figure out like how could this actually work? Like, could this actually work?
Yes.
We were just so blind entering Mountain.
So blind.
Well, we were still pretty blind too.
We are blind. I mean, we're all blind by the skin of our pants in a lot of areas. Yeah. But
so true.
It really was like, I guess that responsibility too of like what Ryan said. Like, if you're going to quit your corporate job and we're going to stop photography, which is actually very reliable. And we have two children, and then we had actually one on the way as well. So now we have three more mouths to feed. But at the end, a lot of people were like, no, you've got to go for this.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't, you're going to regret it, which was a huge push for us. And I think especially for you, where a lot of people have been said, like, you can find another job.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, I know jobs are hard to come by, but, like, you're an engineer.
Yeah.
You can find something. It might not be your dream job, but you could do it.
I have a question, Rylan, and this is jumping ahead, but you said you were feeling pretty restless for a while. Mm-hmm. Where the business is now, which we're going to go into in a second, but you have an actual physical, you went from a pop-up to a physical location to another satellite location to plans to expand.
Can you say all that?
That was on their Instagram.
Okay.
I did my research.
It's all public.
I'm not reactive in the podcast, just in Mountain Goat. Do you feel like you're at a point where you're not restless anymore? Because I think a lot of people are looking for the key to solve their problem. Like, if I find the right business, if I get the right thing going, I won't feel restless anymore. But what do you feel about that now? Yeah. Like, do you feel like this hit it?
You know, it's actually, I'm really glad you asked that. I actually do feel like I'm in a different phase of life now.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately. Like I don't feel that restlessness like I used to.
Yeah.
Now you're just tired.
Yes.
Yeah. I just feel like I need rest.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, let's take a lesson.
Right. Because for so long, so much of our headspace was consumed by searching.
Yeah.
So then when we finally like found it, not only did that, like, did we feel very confident that like, okay, like we have thought about this and we have prepared for this. Mm. And so like, I don't know everything like this. I'm about to enter into a period of time where there's more uncertainty in my life than ever before. And yet I feel more confident about this than ever before.
Yeah. Mm.
And so like, that was what kind of gave us the confidence to move forward into like unprecedented uncertainty. But it does feel like I'm not restless anymore.
Yeah.
It has been, like, praise the Lord, it has been everything that we have hoped for.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know to hope for. Like, we didn't have, like, you know, this very defined, I at least didn't have this very defined image in my mind.
But JP's let me show you a picture of what I had.
But I did have, I did have a picture of, like, this is what I hope it feels like. And it has felt like that.
That's awesome.
Which has been amazing.
Can I add to that a little bit? Yeah. So we have alluded to all these doors that have closed. And whenever you get a closed door, it makes you feel restless, right? And so I think when the donut door opened, it was a round door.
Oh,
cute.
Oh,
my
gosh.
I liked that.
I thought there were no more new ones.
I know. The Lord really just was like, yes, you've been waiting and here it is. And not only did you wait, but you were faithful. Like, you were very faithful around. Like, you were faithful in Michelin. You were faithful to your colleagues. You were faithful to your work. And you were faithful to the Lord. And there was a peace while we were waiting. But when that door opened, it was like this, I don't know, it was just like this wave of goodness and wave of mercy that came over
relief,
us.
Really.
Yeah. And relief. And we are still basking in that wave.
That's awesome.
Almost 2 years later.
That's cool. So let's talk a little bit more like facts, figures kind of stuff.
Mm.
What do y'all each do in the business? Give us the rundown of who does what.
Yeah.
Events and special projects.
Events and special projects, pretty obviously. Much.
All I do is solve problems.
It's true.
Whatever problems.
Any relational complexities, you're on it.
That's right. I'm all over it.
Bless your heart. I guess you could still put us in those two categories. So I'm the one that's like still has a dream. So for example, markets, branding, colors, imagery. We have someone on staff who does all of our photography, Taylor Cash. She's amazing. But it was great for me to be like, I have this vision and I want it done like this. And then he could execute it because we don't have all the time to do that. So like branding, imagery, social media, all that kind of stuff falls into me, just kind of the like public output.
User experience kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. All the way down to just like, we did a Valentine's Day market, and for me to connect with all the vendors and set it all up was super rewarding for me. So community events too, stuff like that. Yeah.
What do I do in the business?
I don't know what you do.
Maybe it's more well defined by what do I don't do, and I don't do that.
Yeah. I don't do any of
what JP does. Rylan doesn't even sometimes look at our Instagram.
I don't even have access to our Instagram.
That's true.
So
you blocked me. Just kidding. That's not true. I literally like don't. I don't have. I mean, I can see it, but I don't have access to like our Scouts account.
No.
Which I'm totally fine.
It's okay. Yes. You don't need it.
No.
I don't.
It's okay.
That's
I
got exactly.
You should start a Scouts TikTok.
You should. Oh yes.
Yes, maybe. I don't know.
That's a no.
You definitely have time for that.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm a little bit more hands-on in the business day-to-day.
Absolutely.
I feel like we're probably kind of like 75-25.
Yes.
Where I probably spend like of our combined time, mm-hmm. 75% of that time is me and 25% is you.
Mm-hmm.
We've always talked about this, that like our family is kind of like Ransford Incorporated.
Yeah.
And like all the stuff has to get done.
Yeah.
So it's not like, so it's all work.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Taking care of our kids and like running grocery, like going to the grocery and like running errands and stuff.
If that doesn't happen, all like Scouts business can't that happen.
Has
yeah.
to happen.
You know?
Yeah. So you do a little bit more of that
mm-hmm.
than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But my engagement with the business is really like trying to keep things running.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Honestly. Mm-hmm. I do lead our production team, whereas mm-hmm. JP leads their marketing team. I lead mm-hmm. our production team.
Okay.
And so, like today I work a production shift. But the other days of the week I'm more involved in just, like making sure that the operation is still running smoothly.
Yeah.
But I have great people that
we both have work great with teams. Me to yeah.
Do y'all both do the hiring that? Or?
Actually, I've only done a couple interviews. Yeah. You do mostly the interviews with another one of our girls, one of our captains.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you say is the most difficult part of what each of your roles are? Like the biggest challenge you've had in each of your roles? Whoa. But also side note, you know, talking about all the stuff that gets to be done at home, I'm curious what y'all think about this. I always talk with my friends, like, if I were to ever get, like, stupid rich, like, it was like...
Oh, don't even.
Like, yeah. What you would spend your money on. The first thing I would spend money on. I want to ask you, do you know?
What you would spend money on?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
The first thing I would buy is a personal chef.
Oh, that's exactly what I was thinking.
To
make so much sense.
Grocery shop for us.
Yes.
Plan all of our nutritious meals for everyone. Cook. And deliver them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ryan, you don't want that because it gets done for you.
I already have that.
You have a personal chef.
And here she is.
It's not, it was a frozen pizza last night, so nutritional value was really 50-50.
That's why I haven't been trying to get filthy rich. I'm like, I already have
built yeah,
in-home chef.
I've already got DiGiorno. What would it be for y'all? What do you think would be the most helpful thing to spend like a stupid amount of money on in your life right now?
Man.
That's a tough question.
That's a really tough question.
JP, you said
for me, it'd be either a chef or just like a house cleaner.
Yeah.
Like someone that would just keep...
Like a Roomba?
Yes. A little upgrade from a Roomba would be great. But like I don't know about y'all, but... And this happens for me, like I cannot get my heads... The headspace is really important with like how clean are the floors. And if the floors are super clean... I feel great. Mm. If they're not, I can't get anything done. And so
clean floors, clean mind.
It's just, yeah. So I feel like I'm always, I'm juggling our three children and then we're doing homeschool and then, and then we got to start dinner prep and I still have not planned that social media post yet. And these emails. And so it's just kind of all jumbled up together. So I think someone who could help me with my house would be awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
I feel like there's no such thing as clean floors once you have kids.
No. It's like, all an it's my imagination.
Dog, so yeah.
It's like laundry. It can never be fully done.
No.
Okay. That was a quick side note. Let's, unless you have something, do you know?
No,
rather,
really
okay.
Don't know.
Well, I think, you know, you guys can share the house with the person. Yeah.
I would benefit from
thanks,
that.
Thanks, love.
But actually I do want to know what's been your biggest disagreement so far in the business? Because you know, with business partners, you come to a table, you work things out, you can go home and you can, you know, talk some about your frustrations to your spouse or your friends, but like you're going home to one another. Mm-hmm. Do y'all have any examples of times that you've had disagreements?
I do.
No.
I do. Okay.
That was fast.
Well, I guess honestly, and I'm comfortable saying this because I was wrong. It was very early on we were trying to figure out like, is this going to be Ryland's business or is this going to be our business?
Mm.
Like, is JP going to stay home with the kids so that Ryland can do this? Or is this going to be something where I stay home more with the kids than I do today so that JP can have more of a meaningful role in this business? And we were not initially on the same page about that.
Oh, interesting.
But thankfully... We got to the same page.
Okay. So Ryland, did you think you were going to,
I thought this was going to be more like this, like I was going to work like 50, 60 hours a week on this.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
And it turns out that like I said, we combined probably contribute about 50, 55 hours a week, something like that. But probably only, I don't know, 35 of those are me and the rest are you.
Yeah.
And that means that I get to be home more with our children than I used to be. Which has been like, I knew it was going to be uncomfortable for me and it has been in like the best ways.
Yes.
Because this is what we want. It's like, I know that I need that. I know I need to eat that kale salad, even though I don't want to eat it.
So do y'all have a system that you've put in place? You know, I'm going off from that argument. Do you have a system where you've put in place where you're like, every Sunday we sit down and talk about our whole week. Do you do like a monthly schedule of like, cause we juggle two kids and even with two, you know, as especially as like activities and school stuff, like do y'all have a process that you put in place to help you decide who does which role? Because it's not as clearly defined as some other people's roles where it would be like, if you stayed home with the kids all the time, JP, you're the one at home. Then but it's like, who does this?
Yeah.
What
yeah,
do y'all do?
Well, we share a Google Calendar.
It took us so long to get onto an electronic calendar.
Guys, I was thinking I had about a paper calendar today. Forever.
I was like, how did we even survive? What in the
world? I don't know how people don't use Google Calendar.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, and so that solved a lot of things.
Yeah.
So every Monday morning we sit down, ideally before the children wake up. They are early risers, so we will go through the week.
Yeah.
We'll really like kind of fine tooth like comb and look at like, what do we have going on, not just at Scouts, but like personal commitments, things from church, what activities, and then, oh, that makes sense. Okay, so you're going to do that pickup. I'll do this drop off. And we kind of like just make sure we're on the same page. And then that even kind of like flows into meals. Yeah. So like we need an easy meal that night. Okay, do you want to do meals this week or do you want me to do meals this week? So we can kind of, on that Monday morning, set the trajectory for the week.
You're like, donuts for dinner.
Yes. I think our kids would love it. We would die. Yeah.
Except for at like 11 p.m. they were like, what do you want to talk about, Mom?
I know. That'd be jazz.
Yeah.
But,
disclaimer, you can't eat a donut every day. I can't recommend it.
No, you can't eat a donut every day. But it really has helped because, again, this was part of what we wanted to do. Yeah. We wanted our lives to be as much together as possible, where our business and our home life was together in a way that was healthy. Yeah. And so it just allows for us to do that at a, I would say, a healthy pace, not one that's like a sprint.
Yeah.
But we're kind of always looking down and saying like, okay, we need to take this off of our plate. Or, I'm really sorry, Ryland, but I've had 5 full days with the children. And so Friday afternoon, can I go get a coffee by myself?
Yeah.
And like even that proactive communication of like, I don't want to burn out and I don't want you to burn out. So let's care for each other as we're looking at the week. Or I'll notice like, wow, Ryland is full with lunch
flaming out
or whatever it is. So you need to come home. And you need to have nothing that afternoon and let us just be together as a family.
Yeah.
So protecting mental and emotional space there too.
Yeah.
That like simple thing of just having like a weekly routine of us sitting down and like looking at just the calendar.
Yeah.
Has been incredibly valuable. The other thing that I forget sometimes, it took us a really long time to establish, was just kind of like, what regular time is yours and what regular time is mine? Because it used to be like when we were working at home, it was like, okay, for like I'm not, I like my Michelin schedule was I was working at Michelin Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And it felt like every Friday was a decision of like, are you going to work? Are you going to do some work today? Or am I going to do some work today? Can I plan on some stuff to do? Or I've already got these things in my head and now you're asking me to just like take care of the kids. And it like meant to all these like decision fatigue and this kind of spiraling and like I never knew when I'd have a chance to work and but I had all these things in my head and I'd get go into a frenzy about it. We'd always be frustrated. And so kind of establishing a routine of like every week, you know, these blocks of time are yours and these blocks of time are mine. And you don't have to ask me.
Yeah.
Like, hey, can I go into the office today? Or you just know. Like I just know, you just know. Like that's your office time.
Yeah.
Has been extremely helpful. But that was really hard for us to figure that out years ago.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fights about that.
Yeah, that was a long haul.
It happens.
It does.
Well, we're running out of time. I have one question just to wrap up. And I think that, you know, we have listeners that are different types of business owners. Mm-hmm. And so what's one lesson that y'all have learned working together as a couple that you feel like could apply to any couple running any type of business together?
Wow. That's gosh.
If only you could remember your response from the first time.
I was going to say, didn't we do this before? What did I say? I don't know. I guess this is okay. I will say this. The Claire's Creamery story and their interview is so special to me just because we know them and all this. But what Michael said about loving your spouse really, it still like has really stuck with me. And so while we're in a season with really young children and kind of keeping that focus of like what is important, and in 10 years, what will we regret?
Yeah.
I would regret, I mean, even simple things like last night having dinner on the porch, and Rylan just really, really needed a minute to kind of unload.
Mm.
And so I just kind of kept saying like, okay, and what else? and how did that make you feel? And tell me more. And tell me more. And is there anything else on your mind? Because I knew that if he went into work today and hadn't gotten that off, some of them were like family things. Some of them were scouts things or like build out things that are just hard and we didn't expect. But caring for him was the most important thing in that moment.
Yeah.
And in 10 years, like you can't replace that.
Yeah.
And that's what will keep us going forward. So
actually, I was going to say something along the same lines, to say it a different way to kind of reinforce the same message. It took me a long time to figure out while I was at Michelin that like, JP used to ask me how my day was and I just kind of write it off.
Yeah.
You know, I'd mail it in. Cause I was like, you don't know anything about any, whatever I do at Michelin, you have no idea. And it's like, and it's so stupid. It's like too dumb to like try to explain it to you. But what that ended up yielding was like, so there was an opportunity for connection that was lost.
Yeah.
And so for me to learn how to talk about things that are affecting me, but talk about them in the sense of how they're affecting me, not just the minutiae of what happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was a hard lesson for me to learn while at Michelin, but I think it's really carried forward a lot now when there's still a lot of minutiae.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we get to talk about more of it and we understand more of it, but really the value in us talking about it is using it as an opportunity for connection in terms of like, not just what happened, but how did the things that happened today affect me and my mental state or my growth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How we are as people.
Yeah. Like letting each other really know you.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And acknowledging that like, I'm just not your business partner.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like if that's what needs to go away so that this marriage and relationship can stay healthy, then we'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're going to fight for this first. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's all the time we have.
Thank you.
Thank y'all for coming today.
Yeah.
Coming back.
Thanks for coming, doing it again.
Yeah. I have so many more topics and questions, so we'll have to plan a fall interview.
Ooh. I'm into it.
Yeah. So thanks again, everybody. If you're local to Greenville, go check out Scouts. They're on East North Street and they're about to have more seating coming up year.
Man.
And you'll love their donuts. And we didn't even talk about what kind of donuts they are. Oh my golly.
It's okay.
Okay, say real quick what kind of donuts they are. Why are they different?
They're croissant style donuts. They're 109 layers and they're all filled with butter and dough.
Wow. Woo!
That was impressive.
All right, that's a good sign off. All right. Thanks for listening.
Amazing.
Bye.